Like, you should definitely check her out, Rhiannon Giddens from the Carolina Chocolate Drops. This is her second solo album, and it's really, really good stuff. We also heard from Madeline Peyrou, doing Everything I Do, Gonna Be Funky From Now On. And that is from her album that came out last year called Secular Hymns. All right, that brings us to 12 noon straight up here on Something About the Women. I had a couple of requests. First, I'm going to tell you that they've got us tuned in at Tavern at the End of the World in Charlestown. So thanks for listening to WMFO over there in Charlestown. Really appreciate it. Wanted to let you know that the fabulous Dennis Brennan is going to be playing tonight, actually this afternoon from 4 to 6, a special show over there at the Tavern at the End of the World in Charlestown. Thanks, Natalie, for calling in. Love Dennis Brennan. Tell him to play some harmonica for Sue. And we also had a request for some Andrew Sisters, which I'm going to play, and then we're going to get to Monica Rizzio. So stay tuned for the last hour of Something About the Women here on 91.5 WMFO.
Trumpet man from old Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft, but then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot-de-da-da, toot, he blows it A to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes a company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Toot 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 da da, toot da da, toot toot, he blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He puts the boys to sleep with boogie every night, and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
It sure is. Hold on, I'm getting you on the air here. Hold on. All right. Can you hear me? Dang. I think I hung up on her. Are you there?
Okay.
All right. I think. There? All right. Stay. Hello, can you hear me? On again.
Hi, Sue.
Is Let's make sure. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay,
hear
great. Me? I'm going to turn you up a little bit. All right.
Okay.
At long last, Monica Rizzio, welcome to Something About the Women.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Where are you calling us from?
I am calling you from Cape Cod on this very rainy Saturday.
Ugh, it's horrible. What are you guys getting on Cape Cod?
We're getting just lots of rain.
Ugh.
But apparently, you know, a little bit of some snow mixture later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we've got now here in Medford.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice, right? The first day of April.
Yeah, April Fool's, Mother Nature.
That's right.
Well, welcome to Something About the Women. We did earlier in the show play the title track to your album, Wash Ashore Cowgirl. And I did my best to explain what that meant, but maybe you can explain for audiences how you came to be known as the Wash Ashore Cowgirl.
Yeah, absolutely. So I moved to Cape Cod in 2004. Prior, I was living down in Nashville, Tennessee. I just finished up school there. And when I moved here, I kind of got involved with a lot of different musicians known as the Chef Group. And every Thursday, there was like a jam at somebody's house, and it was a potluck, and we all, you know, drank and ate and just played music. And people were like, you know, we call people that weren't born here Wash Ashore. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's cool. And they're like, yeah, I think you're our Wash Ashore Cowgirl. And I was like, oh, all right. So ever since then, I was kind of coined as the Wash Ashore Cowgirl. And, you know, when I was writing for the record, I wanted my audience to know where I came from in East Texas. But, you know, furthermore, also wanted to share my journey from, you know, growing up on a ranch in East Texas and moving all the way up to the East Coast to the shores of Cape Cod. So I felt like it was appropriately titled for what I was wanting to do.
Absolutely. What brought you to Cape Cod?
You know, I was in a band called Tripping Lily for about 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And we were an acoustic folk pop band. And while I was living down in Nashville, Tennessee, I had met the guitar player down there, and we did a lot of music together. And, you know, we're primarily more of a duo playing out in Nashville. And I was finishing school, and he was moving back up to Cape Cod because that's where his whole family was based. And my family is based now in New York. And so I, you know, just started coming to the Cape, and, you know, we were songwriting a lot, and his brother was playing mandolin and also songwriting, and you know, we just kind of formed Trippin' Lily at that time.
Awesome. Awesome. And so when did you decide to spin off and go solo?
In 2012, I left that band, and just, you know, I really just wanted to get back to my roots. You know, Trippin' Lily, the format was a quartet, and I played fiddle and ukulele and sang in that band. And we did it very, like, you know, bluegrass style, where we just played in front of one condenser microphone. And I kind of, you know, I kind of wanted to rock out a little bit more. I wanted to have an electric guitar player. You know, I wanted kind of that more of a country twang. I wanted to play more guitar. Yeah, and so it was a... it was definitely a turning point in my career to leave something that was pretty comfortable. And, you know, we had somewhat of a good success, you know, and that reliability of having bandmates that were as 100% into it as you were.
Right.
Rather than trying to find somebody, oh, all right, you know, like I'm doing a tour, I'm going out to Montana to play a festival, and, you know, I've got to put together a whole another band for that. So I think as a solo artist, it's just something you kind of deal with. You know, you've got different musicians that you pick and choose from to play with you on different tours. That's pretty common. So
awesome. So
that was a little different.
Who are the fellows that, I think they're mostly fellows, right, that you're playing with on the Wash Ashore Cowgirl CD?
Oh, yeah. So that CD primarily, the core of the band was myself. Ben Kashigian played guitar. Matthias Bossi was on the drums. And John Evans not only produced and engineered the record, but he also played upright bass and, you know, different electric guitar parts here and there. And then I had a slew of really, you know, close friends that, you know, lent their talent on the record to play mandolin and to play banjo and to play fiddle. And so that was pretty fun to have, you know, just friends that that hadn't really played on a bunch of my stuff to record on the record.
It's fabulous. So let's take a minute and play a cut. What would you like to play? I've already played Wash Ashore Cowgirl. So what should I play next?
You know, I guess we could play a song called A Little Time.
Okay. Let me get that queued up, and we'll be right back. We're going to hear some Monica Rizzio here. Am I pronouncing it right? Is it Rizzio?
It's Rizzio, yeah.
Rizzio. All right. Somehow yeah. I always want to put a T in there, but all right. Here we go. And
you got it.
All right. So we'll be back with you in a moment, and this is the song A Little Time here on Something About the Women.
Oh, when I'm feeling down,
That was lovely.
Thank you.
What can you tell us about that song?
Yeah, you know, that song was the first song that I ever wrote to really kind of deal with a little bit of depression that I was, you know, going through in my life. And I feel like it's so hard as, you know, an artist to let your audience know what you're going through. You know, you can, oftentimes I feel like you want to kind of almost put this like facade on, like, you know, oh, life is great and, you know, I'm touring and all of this. But I found that it was time that I just had to be real about this. Mm-hmm. And let them know, like, hey, you know, I'm going through a really hard time and, I need to share this and I need to let people know that, you know, if they're going through it as well, you know, if I could get over it and I could get better, I know you can too.
That's awesome.
And, it's just been like a real song of hope. And I've had so many people after my shows that have just come up and, you know, they've come up to me and they're, you know, they're crying and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, you really spoke to me and I'm at the most difficult point in my life I've ever been in. And, you know, I feel every time I'm feeling this way, I put your song on and it's just so hopeful. So that was just like a real growing experience for me, you know, but the song was written in a matter of maybe 5 minutes. It was, you know, I had been seeing like a therapist and, you know, it was, I didn't know it was going to be our last session, but it was. And, you know, after that session, I went home and I had brewed up, you know, some French press coffee and I had my guitar out and I was like, you know, am I ever just going to get back to feeling normal? You know, this is just unreal the way that I've been feeling. And I grabbed my guitar and I wrote that song and it was almost, I was like instantly healed from what I was going through.
Wow.
It was the craziest thing. You know, it was like, I had a great therapy session. I went home, I grabbed my guitar, I wrote this song, I cried, I let everything out. And it was like from that day forward, it was just like everything just changed completely.
It's true that music is a healer.
It is very true that it's a healer, and it definitely worked for me, you know, and I know it works for a lot of other people.
That's great. That's great. Well, you know, as you were telling the background of the story, I was thinking, you know, artists have to get on stage and put on literally a show, right? They have to get up there, and it's not all rainbows and puppies all the time, you know? It's like sometimes you're having a hard time, or sometimes, you know, you've got a sick friend, or you have, you know, your own health issues, or, you know, you had a bad day, you know, you fell down the steps, you know, whatever it is. And you have to go up there and smile to your audience. But it sounds like that song is bringing healing to them as well, which is great.
Yeah, it's always a very emotional time when I sing that song at a show, you know, because it's oftentimes, you know, as a songwriter, you go back to that place when you wrote it and how you felt. And other times you go to a place that, you know, maybe a story that was shared from a listener or a friend, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, it's definitely an emotional song. And I always try to get back in that pocket when I'm singing it, you know.
Yeah.
Because it helps to deliver the content in which it was written.
Right. So I hear you're going to be delivering some content here up in Cambridge, Massachusetts pretty soon.
I am. I'm going to be back on the stomping grounds over at Club Passim in Cambridge on Thursday the 27th of April.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's always a great place to see a show.
It is.
It's intimate, and the food's good, and now they have alcohol, and you can just kick back and relax. I hear they're getting, like, new tables and chairs, and it's even a little more comfy.
Yes, they did.
So,
I think they did get all new stuff.
That's great. Yeah, I was there. They launched a weekend brunch recently, and it was really good. It was really delicious.
The chef there is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
So, make sure you leave room for dinner before your show.
Absolutely. That's one thing I always take care of. The food and the drink thing is like super important. You know.
What can folks expect at that show? Oh, there you go. There you go. Is it going to be just you solo?
No. So actually, the first leg of my tour, I'm going to have Lucas Miller. He's a guitar player from Brooklyn. And it's going to be him and I for the first leg of the tour. So he'll be on that Clubhouse Scene date with me.
Awesome. And so how long's the tour and where are you going?
Well, the tour kicks off April 26th on the Cape. And then it brings me to Cambridge. I'm going down to Connecticut to do Acousticool, which is a really cool house concert series in Bristol.
Oh, neat.
And then I'm going to Baltimore, Maryland, and Portsmouth, Virginia. Then I go all the way down the coast. I play some shows in Florida. Then I head over to Mobile, Alabama to play the Listening Room. And then I'll be in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Then I finally get to Texas. And I'm in Texas for like 4 or 5 days playing.
Oh, that's great. And so back home.
Back home, yeah, which is, I'm so excited. Going back to like my hometown. So that's going to be a hoot. And then, yeah, then I head up to Oklahoma, New Mexico, Arizona, and then I drive back for a house concert right before Memorial Day weekend in Hingham.
Nice. Wow, that's going to be fun. You're going to be, as the Indigo Girls would say, Southland in the springtime.
That's right, I know. And I'm telling you, I cannot wait to be wearing a tank top and some cutoff jeans.
Yeah, no kidding, especially looking out the window today.
Oh my gosh. I know.
I'm a little curious about your song, Willie Nelson.
Sure. Yeah, so that was a song I wrote. It was the winter of maybe 2012, the winter of 2012. And we, my husband and I were just newly married, and we rented this house on the lake on the Cape. And that year, we must have got blasted with like 4 or 5 blizzards.
Week after week.
And, you know, oftentimes we couldn't go outside for, I think there was one time we couldn't go out for like 3 or 4 days. We were just like snowed in. And there gets to be a point where you go through like, you're getting to be like a little neurotic and crazy from not being able to like get out of your house.
Yeah.
And so I was listening, I would put the record player on. We're listening to like Willie Nelson and John Prine. And I was like, you know what? I'm like, what would Willie Nelson do right now? He would probably sit down, you know, with like some whiskey and whatever else, probably write a killer song. And I said, you know what? I am going to channel my inner Willie Nelson, and I'm going to do exactly what I think he would do to write a song. And I sat down, and it was wild because I had like, you know, had my guitar out, and I just sang the chorus, like, I'll be your lover if you'll be my Willie Nelson. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. And the chorus just came out like really fast. And then from there, I built the lyrics, you know, the verses around it. But it, you know, it's kind of like a love affair with Willie Nelson.
That's
in a
awesome.
Weird way.
Well, let's,
you know,
let's,
he's been,
go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say he's been probably one of my biggest musical influences, and I got to meet him backstage last year in Boston, and, so it was cool. So that's what my Willie Nelson song's about.
Well, let's take a listen to it, shall we?
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Let's do it.
It's Monica Rizzio here on Something About the Women, and this is her tribute to her musical, can we say, idol?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Here we go.
Age with wrinkles on his face, he told me stories of his life and why he left this place. Weathered boots and silvered hair and his crooked saddened frown, he said, honey, don't you gotta leave this godforsaken town. We hit the bottle hard that night and talked the whole thing out, sang sappy rotten love songs, danced and screamed and shouted. To all the ones who broke our hearts, we promised don't look back. We said time will tell our story. And I'll be your lover if you'll be my Willie Nelson. You'll sing always on my mind, I'll sing in harmony with you. We'll jump in that old car, we'll drive right on up to Boston, singing on that walking down on Palmer Ave and I'm frozen to the bone. I best be on the road again before these streets become my home. Southwestern wind come in and blew my fears away, like the tale of them two cities and forgotten yesterday. Packed our empty souls that night and jumped on 95. I guess time will tell, I'm gonna tell our story. And I'll be your lover if you'll be my Willie Nelson. You'll sing always on my mind, I'll sing in harmony with you. Driving that old car, I'll drive right on down to Austin, singing all night long till we see the sky.
Love it. Just love it. Willie Nelson. And we're talking with Monica Rizzio. Monica, that is a fantastic song.
Oh, thank you.
It makes it proves that some good can come out of a blizzard.
That's right. Right.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you calling in, and I encourage all our listeners to check you out at Club Passim. That's in Harvard Square. Right there in the downstairs on Palmer Street there. April 27th, it's 8 p.m., and I think that folks ought to come out and support you, and also, you know, it's a big opportunity to see you, because I don't know when you'll be back again.
Yeah, come on out. It's going to be, we'll have a, definitely have a fun time, a rowdy, howdy time.
Awesome, fantastic. Well, thanks so much for calling in and sharing your music with us and a little bit of the background story. Appreciate it, and we hope you'll stay in touch, and maybe someday if you're in town on a Saturday, we'll have you on live in the studio.
Well, yes, absolutely. Sue, thank you so much for having me.
Sure.
And, hope to see you soon.
Awesome. Great. Well, stay in touch, and try to brave out the storm.
You got it. Will do. You too.
All right. Thanks very much. That's Monica Rizzio, and you can see her at Club Passim, April 27th, 8 p.m. That's in Cambridge, Harvard Square. Awesome stuff. Monica, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And better late than never, right? That was great to talk with her. I really liked that Willie Nelson. I'm going to play one more song from Monica. While we're on this theme, and this one, let's see, this is the first track on the album. Let's see what you think here on Something About the Women. It's got about another half hour to go, so stay tuned to 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, that was a short little tribute to a big, big man, James Cotton, one of the greatest harmonica players of all time. And if you listen when I host Something About the Women, you know that I'm a big fan of the harmonica and I play a little bit myself. But James Cotton was one of the first ones that I listened to and actually saw live, and he was amazing, and he passed away very recently. So we just heard three songs where he was playing the harmonica and leading his band, but getting some help from female vocalists, which gives me the opportunity to play those songs. We heard that last one was All Walks of Life, and Maria Moldauer doing the vocals there. We heard Shamika Copeland giving him a hand on How Long Can a Fool Go Wrong, and Coco Taylor, the late great Coco Taylor, did I've Got a Feeling. Those are all from an album compilation called 35th Anniversary Jam of the James Cotton Blues Band. R.I.P. James Cotton, he one of a kind, really, really great blues musician. We also heard from a brand new record from Samantha Fish. We heard It's Your Voodoo Working, and her new album is Chills and Fever, and I highly recommend it. I don't recommend getting Chills and Fever, but I recommend her album, Chills and Fever. All right, Kirsten is involved. Kirsten, our co-DJ here at Something About the Women, who actually sat in for Mike on the Mic this morning. She's involved with this Mom's Run and wanted to me to tell you, and I wanted to tell you about it. In the past 15 years, the annual Mom's Run in Somerville has raised over $180,000 benefiting the Claudia Adams Barr Program in Innovative Basic Cancer Research at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Whether it's to celebrate moms, promote health, to commemorate cancer survivors, or to honor those we've lost, join us on Mother's Day, May 14th in Davis Square, Somerville. There is a fun walk-run for kids in the morning, followed by a 5K with family fun after the race, including delicious donated food and raffle items from our fantastic sponsors. All proceeds go to the Claudia Adams Barr Program in Innovative Basic Cancer Research at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. If you want to get more information or you want to register, go to momsrun.org. That's MOMSRUN.org. Join us and let's win the race against cancer. Sounds like a lot of fun and a great cause, so check that out. About 10 more minutes left here on Something About the Women before Brian Young comes up for Crash Course for the Ravers. And last time I was on, which was way too long ago, I don't know what happened, but I didn't get on the schedule for like 6 weeks. But my friend Kateri and I did a little tribute to Maggie Roach, who passed away. And after we sort of took that trip down memory lane, Memory Boulevard. Some of those early Maggie Roach songs really got stuck in my head. And so I just want to sort of play one of them just to, keep that going in my brain and play a couple more tracks before we turn over the microphone to Brian. So here's something from the very first album by the Roaches here on Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO.
I could tell you all the things I do for you, but it's no surprise when you just roll your eyes and say, here we go again. She's gonna moan again. I should spare your love just a thing or two, but you don't disguise it when I'm just white noise and it's done before it begins. 'Cause your temper's getting